did you say requested?
Good morning. Welcome to the Palm Coast Code Enforcement Board special meeting on short-term rentals. We will begin today's meeting with us with a pledge of allegiance. Do you kind of stand?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We have a roll call, please.
Ms. Wright?
Present.
Mr. Calabresi?
Present.
Mr. Dodzik?
Here.
Mr. Roberts?
Here.
Ms. Hatfield?
Present.
Mr. Arcimoni?
Here.
We have a quorum.
Thank you. Any disclosure of ex parte communication?
No.
Hearing none. We'll now swear in staff and respond. If you're going to speak on behalf of your case, please stand. Is our lawyer to be sworn in?
Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you will give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes.
Thank you. You can be seated.
We will begin today's meeting with the first case, which will be AI. AI 4.
Yes.
AI 4, case number 202-504-0719, City of Palm Coast versus Louis Claudio M. and Karen Nova. At 49 Eden Book Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 17-68A, short-term rental program.
I am Code Officer Pagano of the City of Palm Coast, and the representative respondent is not present. I am entering into evidence the City's composite one proven proper service along with documents and photographs taken that depict the condition on the date as indicated. Facts of the case are as follows. A certified letter was sent to the property ownership advising of City Ordinance 2025-01 that was passed by City Council on January 7, 2025, and which took effect on March 3, 2025, regarding short-term vacation rental registration regulation and the process on how to register their property to comply with the City Ordinance. The City Code Enforcement Department did conduct an inspection after 30 days for compliance. Current notice of violation was issued on the 1st of July, 2025, giving 14 days to comply. Proper notice and procedures were followed in all cases. The property was checked on a regular basis. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 14th day of October 2025, and the violation has not been corrected. This is the first notice given by the same violation on this property or property owner. Based upon testimony evidence submitted in this case, the City is requesting that the Board should impose the following. Motion C, fine violation order. I recommend giving 10 days to comply or a fine of $25 per day plus $69 administrative cost to the city.
I'm just curious, what differentiates a short-term rental from somebody just renting their house? How do you know the difference? How is
what length of time as per the ordinance? A long-term rental is more than so many times a year and more than 30 days at a time.
It's because of how they advertise it? Is that how you find it?
We also check that. You'll see, did you put up the information?
Yeah, it was.
Did you see that? We verified that it's on VRBO. I'm sorry, Barbara Grossman, Code Enforcement Manager with the City of Palm Coast. I don't have the...
These properties are registered with Flagler County as a short-term rental. And that's where you check. And that's why this is what's on the board right now is Flagler County database.
Good morning. My name is Mike Giuliano. I'm the business tax inspector with the city. And our office is tasked with registering all the short-term rentals. So not only is our ordinance descriptive on what a short-term rental is, there are certain criteria that they have to follow through. A short-term rental has to get a license with the state, the Department of Business and Professional Regulation. So that's part of the process. They have to advertise on a social media platform as Vrbo or Airbnb. They have to get Flagler County license. They have to also fill out a form at the end of the year with the Department of Revenue. And these are certain criteria that short-term rentals have to follow.
So there's virtually no way they can contest that they're not one?
No, no.
Got it.
But how did you find them?
Flagler County started registering short-term rentals a few years ago. We just enacted our ordinance in January for our council. And then this list is provided from Flagler County, which we checked with the Department of Business and Professional Regulations website for a state license.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion to second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, hearing none, so passed. So moved. We'll come out of AI
26.
26. AI 26, case number 202-506-0550, City of Palm Coast versus Tanage and Kimberly Ann Cioni, 71 Colchester Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 17-16A, short-term rental registration.
I'm Code Officer Lott from the City of Palm Coast, and for the record, respondent is not present. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite proof of proper service along with the documents and photographs taken that defeat the condition on the dates indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The certified letter was sent to the property ownership advising of City Ordinance 2025-01 that was passed by City Council on January 7, 2025, in which took effect on March 3, 2025 regarding short-term rental, vacation rental registration regulation and the process on how to register their property to comply with the city ordinance. The city code enforcement department did conduct an inspection after 30 days for compliance. The current notice of violation was issued on the 6th day of July 2025, giving 10 days to comply. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases. Property was checked on a regular basis. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 14th day of October 2025 and the violation has not been corrected. This is the first notice given for the same violation on this property or property owner. Based on the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should oppose the following motion C, fine violation order. I recommend giving 10 days to comply or $25 per day. A fine of $25 per day plus the $69 admin cost to the city.
Any questions or comments regarding this case?
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, hearing none, so moved. We're going to now to AI 27. Case number 202-506-0557. City of Palm Coast versus Amy William and Amy Bowden at 17 Cowington Court, Palm Coast Code Section 17-68A, short-term rental program.
I'm Code Officer Lott for the City of Palm Coast, and for the record, respondent is not present. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite proof of proper service along with documents and photographs taken that depict the condition when the date is indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The certified letter was sent to property ownership advising of City Ordinance 2025-01 that was passed by City Council on January 7, 2025, and which took effect on March 3, 2025, regarding short-term vacation rental registration regulation and a process on how to register the property to comply with the City Ordinance. The City Code Enforcement Department did conduct an investigation after 30 days for compliance. The current notice of violation was issued on the 6th day of July 2025, giving 10 days to comply. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases, and property was checked on a regular basis. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 14th day of October 2025, and the violation has not been corrected. This is the first notice given for the same violation of this property or property owner. Based on the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following Motion C, file violation order, but recommend giving 10 days to comply or a fine of $25 per day and a $69 admin cost to the city.
Any questions or comments regarding this case?
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, hearing none, so moved. Next is AI 28, case number 202-504-0721. City of Palm Coast versus Felix Claudio, 2 Collingwood Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 17-68A, short-term rental program.
I am put off the lot for the City of Palm Coast, and for the record, the respondent is not present. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite proof of proper service, along with documents and photographs taken that depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. A certified letter was sent to property ownership advisor of City Ordinance 2025-01 that was passed by City Council on January 7, 2025, which took effect on March 3, 2025 regarding short-term vacation rental registration regulation and the process on how to register their property to comply with the city ordinance. The City Code Enforcement Department did conduct an inspection after 30 days for compliance. A current notice of violation was issued on the first day of July 2025, giving 10 days to comply. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases, and the property was checked on a regular basis. The recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 14th day of October 2025, and the violation has not been corrected. This is the first notice given for the same violation as property or property owner. Based upon the testimony of evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion C, a fine violation order. I recommend giving 10 days to comply or a fine of $25 per day and a $69 admin cost to the city.
Any questions or comments from the board regarding this case?
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second. I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. On the fine order C, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, hearing none, so moved. We now go to AI 30. Case number 202-506-1398, City of Palm Coast versus Eugene J. Guglielmo, 31 Collingwood Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 1768A, short-term rental registration.
I'm put off the lot for the City of Palm Coast, and for the record, respondent is not present. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite proof of proper service along with documents and photographs taken that depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case were as follows. A certified letter was sent to property ownership advising the City Ordinance 2025-01 that was passed by City Council on January 7, 2025, and which took effect on March 3, 2025, regarding short-term vacation rental registration regulation and the process on how to register their property to comply with the City Ordinance. The City Code Enforcement Department did conduct an inspection after 30 days for compliance. The current notice of violation was issued on the first day of July 2025, giving 10 days to comply. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases. Property was checked on a regular basis. The recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 14th day of October 2025, and the violation has not been corrected. This is the first notice given for the same violation as property or property owner. Based upon the testimony that is submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion C, a file violation order. I recommend giving 10 days to comply or a fine of $25 per day and a $69 admin cost to the city.
Any questions or comments regarding this case?
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, hearing none, so moved. Next case is AI 31, case number 202-506-0570, City of Palm Coast versus 136 South 7th Street, LLC, 40th Comanche Court, Palm Coast Code Section 17-68A, short-term rental registration.
I'm Code Officer Lott for the City of Palm Coast, and for the record, the respondent is not present. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite proof of proper service along with documents and photographs taken that depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. A certified letter was sent to property ownership advising of City Ordinance 2025-01 that was passed by City Council on January 7, 2025, and which took effect on March 3, 2025 regarding short-term vacation rental registration regulation and the process on how to register their property to comply with the City Ordinance. The City Code Enforcement Department did conduct an inspection after 30 days for compliance. The current notice of violation was issued on the 8th day of July 2025, given 10 days to comply. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases, and property was checked on a regular basis. Recheck of the property was conducted for code board on the 14th day of October 2025, and the violation has not been corrected. This is the first notice given for the same violation on this property by property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the City is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion C, the final violation order. I recommend giving 10 days to comply or a fine of $25 per day and a $69 admin cost to the city.
Any comments or questions from the board regarding this case?
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, hearing none, so moved. We now go to AI 34. Case number 202-504-0723, City of Palm Coast versus Michelle L. Finley and Daniel R. Holtart, 40 Coldwater Court, Palm Coast Code Section 17-68A, short-term rental registration.
Madam Code Officer Law for the City of Palm Coast, for the record, respondent is not present. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite proof of proper service along with documents and photographs taken that depict the conditions and data indicated. The facts of the case were as follows. The certified letter was sent to property ownership advising of City Ordinance 2025-01 that was passed by City Council on January 7, 2025, and which took effect on March 3, 2025, regarding short-term vacation rental registration regulation and the process on how to register your property to comply with the City Ordinance. The City Code Enforcement Department did conduct an inspection after 30 days for compliance. The current notice of violation was issued on the 7th day of July 2025, giving 10 days to comply. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases. Property was checked on a regular basis. A recheck of the property was conducted for code board on the 14th day of October 2025, and the violation has not been corrected. This is the first notice given for the same violation on this property or property owner. Based on the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion C, the final violation order. I recommend giving 10 days to comply or fine $25 per day and a $69 admin cost to the city.
Any questions or comments from the board regarding this case?
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, hearing none, so moved. Last case, AI 37, case number 202-503-1295, City of Palm Coast versus Samantha Vino, 25 Cottage Gate Court, Palm Coast Code Section 17-68A, short-term rental registration.
I am Code Officer Law for the City of Palm Coast, and for the record, respondent is not present. I'm entering the evidence of the city's composite proof of proper service along with documents and photographs taken that depict the conditions on the dates indicated. The facts of the case were as follows. A certified letter was sent to property ownership advising of City Ordinance 2025-01 that was passed by City Council on January 7, 2025, and which took effect on March 3, 2025, regarding short-term vacation rental registration regulation and the process on how to register their property to comply with the City Ordinance. The City Code Enforcement Department did conduct an inspection after 30 days for compliance. The current notice of violation was issued on the 8th day of July 2025, giving 10 days to comply. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases. Property was checked on a regular basis. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 14th day of October 2025, and the violation has not been corrected. This is the first notice given for the same violation on this property or property owner. Based on the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion C, final violation order. I recommend giving 10 days to comply or fine $25 per day and a $69 admin cost to the city.
Any comments or questions regarding this case?
Motion Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second. Have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. We'll find order C. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, hearing none, so move. That is the last case in 20 minutes.
So if they don't pay this in 10 days, that their fine go up and they come back before us again?
Their fine will start accruing. And then they'll come back as a mess, like a year on.
They'll come back as a mess?
Yes, sir.
In a regular course of events, in regular meetings.
Yes, we're trying to get through. This is the initial. That's why we did a special for October and November. And then it'll be...
And we'll fold them into our regular meeting.
Yes.
I have a couple of questions. How much does it cost to register?
I'll defer that to my staff.
It's $450 for registration fee and $50 for a business tax off.
And that's for how long?
That's for a year.
For a year.
For a year.
Yeah. And even if you rent it out for 2 weekends a year, still applies.
Correct.
Next question is, do they lose their homestead when you rent out your own residence?
I don't believe so.
They don't.
So short-term rental does not lose homestead.
I'm not positive on that.
Yes.
All right. You guys can hear me, right?
Yes, sure.
All right, you don't need my mic. So, City Attorney Mark Stuff. So, yeah. In theory, if you are using a house as a short-term rental and you're not using it as your full-time house, you intend to stay there for 6 months or more of a year, you cannot declare it as a homestead. Does that make sense? So, technically, say some people do use this for a short-term rental, but then they decide to stay in their house for 6 months or they could technically make the argument it's their homestead. So it's kind of a fact-specific question.
More or less, if it's all year round, then you lose it.
Correct. Yeah. Correct.
And is the fine retroactive to March when the registration went into effect?
No, it's a
10 days
today.
After. Yes.
10 days after today.
Yeah. Why not?
Because we had some glitches in our software, so we had to get, because this was new to us. Barbara Grossman, Code Enforcement Manager, said, because this was new to us, we had to get all the kinks out of it. So once we got all the kinks out of it, now we went forward. So they got a reprieve, but now we have it down pat. Tiana here, sitting here, and Michael up at the podium, both of them diligently worked with the public, but we had some issues. It took some time, and we now got it worked out, and that's why we're coming before you now. And then we're rolling it into the normal meetings after these two special meetings.
Thank you for all you do.
Thank you.
And I just want to add a point of clarity to that. The case has to come before code board before we can start imposing fines, unless it's a repeat case. For repeat cases, fines can immediately begin, but otherwise they need the opportunity to come before code board and have their due process to contest it before the fines begin.
Thank you.
Sure. I assume we can expect a similar number in November.
I feel very good that we went from 49 down to 8, and I'm hoping that the same thing will happen next month. And
I do,
then,
too.
And then if the word has spread like wildfire, and we'll get compliance.
We are working really hard to eliminate that list. We're constantly reaching out to them, but they have to put the effort forward. To
are these mostly people who rent their house permanently and do not live in it? They're out of status, for example?
Not all of them are out of state. Some of them are out of state. Some are out of state, but some are in state, live in another, have other houses.
Okay.
As of today, the eight that you heard, five are local residents. Three of them are out of state. Of these eight, but they are both out of state and in town or somewhere in a county near us.
So if they don't live in it, and it's an Airbnb, and they just rent it as many times as they can, they can still have their homestead exemption.
No, it's only on, so it's, if they don't live in it at all, right, then they can have their homestead exemption. But we don't enforce it, that's a county issue. So that would
county
be
issue.
County, that would be the property appraiser, that would be the ones that would.
So they would have to see how many times they actually rented it?
It would be facts. So they would have to see, like, hey, are they actually living there, all right? So if they could show that there's proof, hey, we're living here, that's a different story, right? But if it's shown that they're not living there at all, then they would be eligible for them. So.
Any other questions?
Try it.
I just wanted to provide a quick update to the board. At the last meeting, you all had requested to do a workshop with City Council on some of the ordinances that were coming before them. And I did reach out to Mr. Duffy, and I believe he's working with the city manager to arrange that for you all.
That'd be great.
Yeah, we'll get that on the calendar. But yeah, we're working on that.
Yeah. So I just wanted to give you an update that we are working on it and looking forward to having the workshop.
Very good. Thank you. Any other old business? Any new business? Our next meeting will be November the 5th, our regular code board, and then short-term rental will be November 14th.
At 9 o'clock.
At 9 a.m.
I will not be here for the 14th, but I'm the ocean.
Anything else?
To adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Enjoy the rest of your day.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.